You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, A Little Bit of Space, A Little Bit of Help, and the Blessing of the Lord. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Is God in your neighborhood? Listen to the story of Lisa, who is asking that very question. Lisa is 15, but often feels she is 40 years old. All her young life, she has cared for her three younger siblings and father. She can't remember her mother, who disappeared after little Aaron was born. Each Sunday, she takes her brothers and sister to church because she knows they will get a hot meal after the service, the one good meal for the week. She has also grown to be a good Christian and knows that the people in the church care about them. She knows that somewhere in all this caring, God has a part as well. Now Lisa has to make a decision. Her father's gambling and alcohol addiction is growing worse. He's never violent or abusive to them. He just needs more and more money. The welfare checks are no longer enough. Lisa knows she needs a job. She knows that the garment factory hidden in the next city is looking for more workers. She also knows what could happen to her siblings if she left them on their own each day. As she struggles with the decision she has to make, she wonders sometimes if God is really in her neighborhood or is interested in her small family and in her choices. And even if God is interested, what option does she have other than to go to work? Will God punish her if she decides to go to work? Lisa knows deep within her that tomorrow she will go early to get a place in the long line of women who will be applying for the few available openings. Thanks to the American Bible Society for sharing Lisa's story. Lisa wonders if God really is in her neighborhood. You and I often meet people like Lisa. People who are carrying a load in life that is really too big for them to carry alone. People who sincerely want to do what is right, but who feel trapped. These are not people you hear about on a radio program. They are real people in your community who wonder if God really cares about them and their problems. Is God really in their neighborhood? You and I can help make that answer yes. The heart of my message is about the words, Thy Kingdom Come. You are familiar with those words. They are in the Lord's Prayer. You've probably prayed them thousands and thousands of times. Thy Kingdom Come is a strong, comforting answer to Lisa's question. Thy Kingdom Come is also a strong incentive for you and for me to do what we can to help bring the goodness of God and the hope that comes from Christ's resurrection into the neighborhoods of hurting people. What do you think of when you hear the word kingdom? The word suggests power, and you might think of the great power of God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says, He holds everything together through His powerful words. Psalm 66 verse 7 says, He rules forever with His might. Everything in the universe, everything living and inanimate, every rock and tree and person, every Christian and every non-Christian is already in God's kingdom of power. This, however, is not what we pray for when we say, Thy kingdom come. Maybe you think of heaven when you pray, Thy kingdom come. Heaven is sometimes called the kingdom of glory. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, "The Lord will rescue me from all harm and will take me safely to his heavenly kingdom." What a great day that will be when God takes to heaven all of you who have laid your sins at the foot of Jesus' cross. In that kingdom of glory, there will be no more hunger or thirst, no sun or any burning heat. There, Christ will shepherd his people and lead them to fountains of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. When older Christians pray, "Thy kingdom come," they often have that homecoming to heavenly glory in mind. I admit that when I ponder that petition, I too often think of my approaching translation into glory. But that does not adequately explain the petition, "Thy kingdom come." Mark this well. Most passages in the Bible that mention the kingdom are not talking exclusively about heaven. Consider, for example, Luke 17:21. Jesus said, "People can't observe the coming of the kingdom of God. They can't say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is.' You see, the kingdom of God is within you." What kind of kingdom is Jesus talking about here? You can't tell it from the English translation, but when you read this in the original language, Greek, you see that the words "within you" are plural, not singular. That means that the kingdom is not the personal possession of an individual. I talked about that last week. The kingdom is not yours or mine. Thine is the kingdom. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, is within you or among you. That is, it is present in this world in the midst of people. It is not some theoretical, unworldly concept. It is a present reality in our world, something here and now among us. By the way, that's even true when the Bible speaks of the kingdom of heaven, because pious Jews often used the word heaven as a substitute for God. So now, what is this something here and now among us? Mark chapter 1 verse 15 is instructive. When Jesus began his ministry, he said, "The time has come, and the kingdom of God is near. Change the way you think and act, and believe the good news." From that, we learn the following. The kingdom is good news. What a contrast to the bad news that you experience in your life, and that Lisa experienced in our opening story. Jesus once said that he did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. The kingdom is news from God that is good, when you compare it to our world's daily diet of bad news. It's the good news of your forgiveness. Jesus said, "Change the way you think and act." If what you did in the past was okay, there would be no need for you to change. However, things aren't all okay in your life, or in mine, or in the world. We are sinners who need a change. The change starts with forgiveness for the ways we've been thinking and acting in the past. That change comes from what Jesus did at the cross when he died for your sins. And when Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he poured out his Spirit, who makes it possible for you, yes, you, to be changed into a new person in the way you think and act. All of this is like a foreign invasion. It comes from outside of us. Here's one of the many places where Bible-believing Christians part company with Eastern religions and New Age philosophies. They tell us to look inside for the solutions to our problems. "Lisa," they might say, "the resources to cope are all within you. Think positively." The Bible says, no. The good news comes from outside. It comes from God. It comes from Jesus. It comes in the word of the gospel, and it comes to be believed. "The time has come," Jesus said, "and the kingdom of God is near. Change the way you think and act, and believe the good news." So, Ask God to bring into your heart the life-changing conviction that in the Savior Jesus Christ, there truly is good news of forgiveness and hope for you. This is what the kingdom of God is about. As I said earlier, it is not a theoretical concept, some never-never land. It is also not simply another human organization, like IBM, or the Rotary, or a government. Theologian Philip Melanchthon wrote, "If we were to define the church as only an outward organization, then men would not understand that the kingdom of Christ is the righteousness of the heart and the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's what you and I pray for when we say, "Thy kingdom come." So, is God in Lisa's neighborhood? Is He in yours? The answer is about space. That's a key word in the kingdom of God, space. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message that is heard is what Christ spoke, Romans 10:17. Space. There has to be a space where the good news of Jesus Christ is spoken. True Christian congregations are people regularly gathered in a space, usually a sanctuary, to hear and through the Spirit's work to believe the good news of Jesus Christ. While the Bible teaches that none of us can look into another's heart, it also teaches that any place where the gospel of the grace of Jesus Christ is present, there the Spirit is also present working righteousness of the heart by bringing and nurturing people in God's kingdom. Martin Luther wrote, "Thank God, a 7-year-old child knows what the church is, namely holy believers and sheep who hear the voice of their shepherd." The challenge now is to add more spaces where that happens. God's kingdom of grace spreads every time another space in this world becomes a place where God speaks His forgiveness and hope to hurting people. For that to happen, people look to you and me for a little bit of help. Pastor Yonggil Her heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and wanted to share it with fellow Korean immigrants in New York City. He went to an established congregation, Christ Lutheran Church, which was founded in 1896, and asked for help. At first, the people of Christ were hesitant, a natural reaction. But soon, they not only gave permission for Pastor Yonggil Her to use their facility, but they also gave him $10,000 to get started. Why did they do that? For one reason, they understand what diversity is all about. 25 different nationalities are represented in Christ Lutheran Church. The people of Christ's congregation knew that Pastor Her, speaking Korean, could reach people for Jesus whom they could never reach. Secondly, they knew that they could help by providing a space. And with a blessing that always attends the good news of Jesus Christ, there today is a Korean church in Queens called Glory Lutheran Church. Here's what Pastor Vern Schultai says about their experience. "The Koreans come with a fire. They come with a desire to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ that we know is right and that we often talk about. But very often in our older congregations, it becomes something that we remember rather than something we are doing." Pastor Schultai adds that we are seeing the planting of the church that is made up of every nation, of every culture, who share a common faith and who need nothing more than our ancestors did long ago. A little bit of space, a little bit of help, and the blessing of the Lord, and that church will grow. What an apt description! That's what everyone needs, be that an ethnic group or individuals like Lisa, you, and me. A little bit of space, a little bit of help, and the blessing of the Lord. That's the exciting way the kingdom of God is coming among us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.